Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to second. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groat is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Anderson covering. Safe. Clemente moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Clemente moves to third. Burgess moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Burgess moves to third. Hoke moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Barney Schultz now pitching. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0 for 0 in the game. Gibbon strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards right. Clemente settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Clemente. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Goss now playing right field. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thacker moves to second. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thacker scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goss. The throw from Thacker and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goss scores. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 5-4, Pirates. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Groat reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. Verdon moves to third. It's 6-4, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skinner is walked intentionally. Dave Girard now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thacker hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum pinch hits for Dave Girard. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to second. Alex Gramas pinch runs for Don Landrum. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Balsamo now pitching. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Diomedes Olivo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olivo bunts towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to third. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. It's 7-4, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-3 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. 1 out. It's 7-5, Pirates. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Face now pitching. George Altman pinch hits for Mo Thacker. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Cal Kunz. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.